RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
It's time for Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
On now.
Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
When you buy ground beef, do you look for 85% lean, 95% lean, 75% lean? Do you know what you're buying when it says chuck or sirloin or ground round? Do you know what you're buying when you buy that big tube full of ground beef? Well, Consumer Reports has recently tested ground beef safety on the different types of ground beef that were less likely to contain bacteria that can make you sick, as well as the antibiotic-resistant bacteria compared with conventional ground beef that you would find in supermarkets. So even among these, they said that some type are better than others. Basically, they said that you want the type with no antibiotics. Beef with these labels can be fed grain. There are no standards for humane treatment of the animals. Reliable terms are no antibiotics administered. You're looking for certain things on the label. That's what's so important. The paperwork showing that no antibiotics were used during the animal's life, but independent verification of those claims are not necessarily required. So if you look for the no antibiotic beef and you're saying that this is what you want to use, you don't know if it's really trustworthy, so you have to be aware of labels that say no antibiotics used for growth promotion, which can still mean that antibiotics were used. So those are good things. A good one is grass-fed. 100% grass-fed comes from animals that have never been given grain or have access to pasture during the grazing season. Though the producer must provide written documentation and a signed affidavit, there is no required independent verification of that label. So better would be if you saw on the label Organic and American Grass-Fed Association. That's what you're looking for when you're looking at those. No pesticides, synthetic fertilizers, or genetically engineered ingredients are fed to the animals. They're not given antibiotics or hormones or any other drugs. They must be given access to pasture for most of their lives. Now, I don't know about you, but if you've ever tried the grass-fed beef, I'm pausing a little bit because I love my ground beef. I love good burgers. But grass-fed has a specific grassy flavor to it. It's definitely unusual tasting, but these are things so you can look up your consumer reports. When you're shopping for ground beef, you want to make sure to look for the labels. The no antibiotics label, be careful of that one. Grass-fed label, good, but not the best. Organic and American Grass-Fed Association, really, truly the best. Now, in another story for a Monday, because, you know, Monday's always fun. Single people can be just as happy as those in romantic relationships. It certainly depends on their temperament, but this is a new study, and over the years, research has found that single people tend to be less satisfied with their lives. That's what we've always thought compared to those with significant others. But that reflects sort of an average experience, and new studies have found that single life can bring some advantages, like closer relationship with friends and with families. And I think that one of the key messages here is whether a person prefers to avoid conflict and drama in relationships. Well, sometimes single people have a little bit less of that. And people who are unfazed by relationship up and down tend to be less happy when they're single, but people who kind of like that would tend to be more happy. So I don't know. You know, you can never say one size fits all. I think that's the main kind of message in this, and that there are many paths to happiness, and you have to find your own. What is your own? I love these top-of-the-hour news stories because we're reporting on things that are timely and pertinent and how they adapt to you and how they are relevant for you. If you have any ideas you want me to go over or discuss, just send them to me, Melanie at RadioMD.com. We have a great show coming up, so stay tuned.